Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And thanks for joining me today across the CBS Sports Radio Network, which includes SiriusXM Channel 206, our satellite subscribers, our digital listeners streaming at CBSSportsRadio.com and over on the Radio.com app. I'm Andrew Filippone. I'm based out of Pittsburgh, and I'm pleased to be with you today. The Pittsburgh part of things is germane to this next conversation about the man you heard the NFL MVP chatting about, talking about, and that is Antonio Brown. And what this NFL discipline means for him moving forward. An 8-game suspension, although the NFL did leave it open-ended. They want to see how the civil suit works out. They want to see if more details come to light that either embarrass or make them feel like Antonio Brown doesn't deserve the privilege to play in the NFL right now. But even though he doesn't have a team, the NFL has decided that it was, unfair to him to kind of leave him twisting in the wind. And so given all of his follies and screw-ups in the last couple of years, a half-season suspension is what Antonio Brown is facing. It's a running suspension, whether he's on a team or not, that begins week one. And so for week 9 in November, he'll be ready to go. And that's what I want to talk about with you right now at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is the number for you to join this conversation. Is Antonio Brown worth taking a flyer on? Does the reward outweigh the risk with him? We know there's headache, but are the touchdowns and the receiving yards and all the great plays, is that enough of an ibuprofen to the stress or the blow-ups that come with him? You know there's going to be drama. You know he brings baggage. I can cite specific examples because I've watched every game. Well, I take that back. I did not watch Dolphins-Patriots Week 2 last year. I have watched and I have covered every single game of his career but one. And so I know the inner workings of a team that has to coax him to play, that has to deal with his diva behavior. But for a while it was worth it in Pittsburgh because we're talking about a guy that for about a half decade or so put up better numbers than any NFL wide receiver ever. And the reason why, and this would not be, you know, I've said this in Pittsburgh before and it's a very unpopular opinion, but I don't back down from I'm not going to give you a phony or fake opinion just because I want to appeal to, or I want to, you know, put a smile on your face. I'm going to tell you how I feel or what I think. I'm not just trying to make you, I don't want to always be the most agreeable person. Let me put it that way. I'm not always going to say what maybe people want to hear. I would, given a certain circumstance, I would sign Antonio Brown, and I would get him into camp right now, and I would have him build some camaraderie, which is a funny word with him. I would have him build some camaraderie and chemistry with my quarterback and with my offensive system. Then I would keep my fingers crossed that idle time wasn't the devil's workshop. And for the first 8 weeks of the NFL season, he didn't, you know, screw off or do something that made me regret or second guess my decision to sign him, which I'm saying straight away here, there's no guarantee. I think there's a decent chance he gets bored and he gets frustrated and he, you know, makes a fool of himself and you've got to cut him before he even plays a game. I mean, that's not out of the question. But I think there's a pretty, even beyond Antonio Brown's talents, I think there's a pretty open and shut reason for why I believe most teams should be interested right now in signing him, provided he's not asking for, you know, 1 year contract that pays him like Julio Jones or Odell Beckham. He's got to take less. He's got to understand that he has done a ton of damage to his value and that he can't command the same price that he did before he went and put himself in the jackpot or in the, before he put himself in NFL jail. He could ask for $15, $20 million a year. He can't do that now. So there's an acknowledgement on Antonio Brown's part that he has to take a prove it deal. I would sign him. And the reason why I'm fairly confident in saying that is because he has right now great references. He's got great references. Anytime somebody applies for a job, you want to talk to people that are going to be able to either vouch for the person and say they're, you know, hire this guy, take a shot on him. You'll thank me later. He's a hard worker. He's smart. He's got great work ethic. References matter. And you might say, well, you know, Antonio Brown, who's gonna say complimentary things about him? He blew up a relationship in Pittsburgh. The fans there hate him. The quarterback there can't stand him, Ben Roethlisberger. The owner has no use for him, the Rooney family. How about the Raiders? They're still livid over Antonio Brown's behavior, from freezing his feet off to the helmet situation to getting into a fight with Mike Mayock. They don't have very high regard for him. Robert Kraft can't like the fact that AB went up there and did the one thing they told him not to do, which is respond to allegations that were getting made about his behavior off the field. Just keep your mouth shut. He couldn't. He couldn't control himself. And Robert Kraft cut him, and then out the door, AB brought up Kraft's massage parlor incident. Pulled that skeleton out of the closet. So he's napalmed bridges with two of the most iconic franchises in NFL history, two of the most successful, the Steelers and the Patriots. And yet, Antonio Brown still has great references. And even more than NFL owners, the people who I'm going to want to trust on Antonio Brown and what he can bring to a team are quarterbacks. Quarterbacks believe in this guy. Quarterbacks want this guy. And not, and I'm not talking about when I bring up quarterbacks, I don't mean, you know, Drew Locke or Jimmy Garoppolo or Sam Darnold want Antonio Brown. I'm referring to the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. Outside of Patrick Mahomes, who has an embarrassment of riches, and there's no need for the Chiefs to sign another, you know, weapon. They don't need him. Other quarterbacks seem to want him. All-time great quarterbacks. Tom Brady wanted Antonio Brown. First in New England, he wanted to bring him to Tampa Bay, but Bruce Arians, who coached Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh, said no way. Brady still pushed and prodded and poked to get Antonio Brown there. So he's got Tom Brady in his corner. It's been reported by a lot of smart people in Seattle. John Clayton is one of them, who's covered the NFL for decades, is a Hall of Famer. Russell Wilson keeps bugging the Seahawks to sign him. He's worked out with Antonio Brown. He believes in him. Russell Wilson was just voted the second best player in the NFL by his peers. Lamar Jackson, not even afraid to say it on the record, not once but twice, will say into an open microphone or at a press conference, I want Antonio Brown, and will even make up, imagine, pretend that there are some qualities of Antonio Brown that he thinks are there but aren't, like he's a good teammate and he's down to earth, which isn't true. Like Lamar Jackson is even making up positive attributes for Antonio Brown to try to get him to Baltimore. That is the reigning MVP. That is the player that was voted the number one player in the entire NFL by his peers. Deshaun Watson has worked out with Antonio Brown. He has liked tweets, or he has commented on tweets from fans who want the Houston Texans to sign Antonio Brown. That is great company. And so if those guys want him, to be honest with you, that's enough for me to say he's worth it. Because you would think in Russell Wilson's case or in Lamar Jackson's case or in Tom Brady's case, especially with Brady, he's won 6 Super Bowls. He hasn't always had great playmakers and incredible wide receivers. And Brady has always stressed buy-in and sacrifice and playing as a team. And yet he's willing to either ignore or put those priorities or beliefs on the back burner to work with Antonio Brown. Russell Wilson, he also loves the team speak, you know, all for one, one for all point. He loves doing that we're all in this together, all hands in the pile, blah, 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 blah. Russell Wilson loves talking in football cliches about how this is a family and we're all in the foxhole together, we're all in the bunker together, we're in the trenches together. And he wants Antonio Brown. They must see something in him that others maybe don't see. Maybe others see all of the shenanigans and all of the social media blowups. Great quarterbacks see somebody that they want to throw the ball to. And that's big. We've seen guys like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. They've sent letters to the Hall of Fame and said, this guy I played against him, put him in. And those recommendations have gone a long way. And I think in this case with Antonio Brown, the recommendations of great quarterbacks go a long way with me. In the NFL, you got to keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs. Got to keep up with the Joneses. Antonio Brown is a high-risk, high-reward player who allows a team to do that. And I think it's a tacit acknowledgement on Lamar Jackson's part, on Russell Wilson's part, on Deshaun Watson's part, on Tom Brady's part, that you're going to have to score a lot of points to keep up with Kansas City. Those quarterbacks are driven by two things: Super Bowl rings and money. Winning and money. Putting up big stats, performing at a high level, gets you paid. When you're a quarterback, can also get you rings. And they believe Antonio Brown helps them do that. So I'd sign him. You know, unless there's a situation, you don't want to, if you are a team that already has a crappy culture and is rebuilding, that's a bad idea. If you're a Seattle, if you're a Baltimore, if you're a Houston, I think it makes a ton of sense. Tampa Bay, not so much, because it's a coach that's had a conflict with the player, and they already have too many wide receivers. But I think it makes sense for everybody else. And I would take the plunge. And I'm saying that having lived through a lot of Antonio Brown episodes, he's cursed me out. He's blocked me on Twitter, which is petty and immature, but whatever. And yet I'm saying I still think it would make sense for a Super Bowl contender to sign him. Deal with the 8-game suspension. And that hope he gives you a shot in the arm for the stretch run. So I want to know what you think. Antonio Brown gets an 8-game suspension. Now NFL teams know for the most part what they're dealing with and how long they have to wait for him to play. Do you think he's worth a shot? Is he worth a flyer? If you were an NFL GM, would you take a chance on him? We love playing amateur GM. We do it in our fantasy leagues. Would you draft this guy? Is he worth taking a shot on? If you're Seattle, if you're Baltimore, if you're Green Bay, keep going. I can keep going. If you're any of these teams that are close, that are trying to catch Kansas City, would you take a shot on Antonio Brown for the second half of the season in the playoffs? Yes or no? I want to hear from football fans at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Your reaction to the Antonio Brown suspension and whether or not you would consider him. Would you want him on your team? I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the last four letters of my last name. You can follow me there, tweet me there. For us, it's at CBS Sports Radio. 8 games for AB. Lamar Jackson wants him. Russell Wilson wants him. Deshaun Watson wants him. Do you want him? At 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
And now back to the Pony Express with Andrew Filippone.
Thank you. And a big shout out to everybody who's listening on their smart speaker device at home. Don't have to be in the car to listen. You can tell Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio. Long presentation before the Blackhawks and Oilers. As the NHL is the latest professional sports league to address the social justice issues and civil unrest in this country. Players in a circle. African-American goaltender Malcolm Subban, and I believe Darnell Nurse of the Oilers right now at center ice. And kind of a speech and a commitment here from the NHL. We've seen some of these demonstrations and moments in the NBA since they've returned, a little bit in Major League Baseball. And we'll see what happens with the NFL when they get off the ground this fall. Talking about, discussing right now Antonio Brown. And now he knows his situation. It's no longer the NFL deliberately keeping teams in the lurch about his future, his availability. It's an 8-game suspension. It's half the year for violating the personal conduct policy, for besmirching the league, for embarrassing the league. We've seen other players who have gotten more than a slap on the wrist for that. Brown becomes the latest. And if he can keep his head on straight, do you think he's somebody worth taking a shot on? My best argument for Antonio Brown is, the greatest quarterbacks in all of football seem to want him. So shouldn't that be enough? Isn't that enough reason to think he's worth the shot? 855-212-4227 is the number. And that number is sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Chris is in Ohio. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Chris. Hello, Chris. Goodbye, Chris. Steve is in Tennessee on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Pony. How you doing, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, great discussion today. I know you moved on to the Antonio Brown thing, and I want to comment on that, but I'd like to go back just a quick second on the, you know, the excellent discussion about the St. Louis Cardinals and the MLB
and
what they're doing. You can't run a league like this. You can't run a league like that. You've hit on it. Your common sense dialogue is right on the spot on. You quarantine those players and you move ahead, or you cancel it, one or the other. But, you know, treating one team one way, line of demarcation with two players, that's ridiculous. And, you know, I've got two uncles that are doctors, and they're both telling me that they're using the they're getting a lot of peer pressure from other doctors not to use the drug cocktail, and they're having a lot of success. They said they got a 5-day window once you test to keep the virus from entering the cell.
Okay. All right. I got you on that. Yeah, my take on baseball right now, and now we've got more comments from Rob Manfred this afternoon. It seems like he always has to, he talks, and then the next day, or let me start over. There's a report about him saying one thing, and that comes out, and the next day he has to clarify. Or he puts his foot in his mouth in an interview and then has to come out the next day and talk to a reporter and, you know, modify what he said. I mean, he never gets it right the first time. And so it came to light that he has this phone call with Tony Clark that says the players better shape up or this thing's over. And now Manfred comes out today and says, I'm not a quitter. We're not going to quit on this thing. I see no reason to quit. Really? You just gave players a warning yesterday that you were, you know, you had taken the lid, the protective lid, off of the nuclear button, and you were kind of looming over it. You were ready to push it down. You just needed one more incident to really do it. So, we'll see. But baseball right now is treating this other Cardinals situation like an outbreak, and two outbreaks in Major League Baseball's mind, and this isn't to some totally irrelevant franchise. This is a team that's won 11 World Championships now that has been at least partially shut down for the time being. Here is Richard in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Andrew, love the show, buddy.
Thank you.
If I were a team and I were the Baltimore Ravens, I would go after them. I would sign AB. Okay, you're missing the first half of the season. No problem. You stay in shape. You come back the second half. And I think with Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, the defense they have, the offense and the running backs, I think they could give Kansas City a run for their money next year. I really do. I'd love to see Baltimore, from being that area, get AB.
Thanks, Richard. I don't think they can do it without him. I don't think the Ravens, you know, they did not get hit by the injury bug at all last year. They're one of the healthiest teams in the NFL. It is so hard to do that in consecutive years. They had the fewest receiving yards by any set of receivers in football. They got the least amount of production by wide receivers of any team. And I know part of that is by design, but it's also, I think, a commentary on the players they have at that position. They don't have great depth. They don't have a legitimate number one. And I think if you sign Antonio Brown, if you're the Ravens, you put opposing defenses in an even bigger pick your poison dilemma, because if you stack the box to try to slow down Jackson and the run, then I highly doubt you can double team Antonio Brown. And if you get Antonio Brown in single coverage, he'll take advantage of that. I don't think there might be two or three corners in the NFL that he has a hard time with. That's it. As far as the staying in shape thing goes, physical shape, that's the last thing I would worry about with Antonio Brown. I think he's maniacal about that. I think he's pick your favorite committed athlete to that part of his craft. I think he's as good as anybody at, you know, staying in football shape and being ready to go. It's the mental shape that I would wonder. And if he's got to watch football for the first 8 weeks and sit on the sidelines, how is he going to react to that? Is he going to take to Twitter? Is he going to go to Instagram? Is he going to say something he regrets? I'd make him delete all his social media accounts. But he would never do that because he also is so focused on his brand. This is a guy who I think also is kind of looks at himself as a reality TV star type of personality. But if you're the Ravens, some people say, well, what do you have to lose? I think a lot. They haven't won a playoff game with Lamar Jackson. Frankly, the two playoff games haven't been that close. The thing I want to see about, and I know the numbers, you could tell me about the numbers till I'm blue in the face, about the statistics for Jackson when he gets down in a game. If it's the second half and the Ravens are down double digits and they turn into a team that is past first, second, and third, they don't have the type of players, playmakers, to win that way. It showed up against Tennessee in the playoffs last year. That's why I think I need somebody like Antonio Brown. They whiffed. They didn't draft the wide receiver high. Not that I would have done that anyways if I'm Baltimore. They couldn't get high enough to take one of the real elite ones. And they didn't go after one in free agency. I'm not even sure the Ravens win the division this year without Antonio Brown. They haven't won a playoff game since 2014. It's a long time for a proud franchise that's been relatively successful over the past, 10 to 15 years. So this is the biggest NFL story right now, is that Antonio Brown knows his fate. It's half the season. If he signs right now, he can go work out with teams. My conspiracy theory is that teams were bugging Roger Goodell and the NFL to come up with a number of games. And now the ball is in the court of the 32 teams. Is one of them going to take a shot on this guy? I think one should. He's got the endorsement of great quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. They all want to work with him. That's enough for me. I think that legitimizes his talent, even after missing almost all of last year. Do you think Antonio Brown is worth a flyer? Yes or no? Do you think there's a better chance he blows up a team? Or do you think there's a better chance he helps a team get to a Super Bowl? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, like the name of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. Game 2 from the NHL bubble. Well, they got two bubbles. This is the first game in Edmonton today. It's a quasi-home game. And you'll hear more about that, plus the NBA's return and some opt-outs as well in the NFL and baseball.
And now back to the Pony Express with Andrew Filippone.
Yes, you are. Satellite subscribers on Sirius XM Channel 206. Hello, hello. Thanks for being there. As we have sports back on our televisions, on our radios, again with NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, PGA Tour Golf. All happening right now. I am watching in my studio the Blackhawks and Oilers. And something just occurred to me, actually, while watching this game. We've talked on this program for a few weeks now about the Washington, now what are they, the Washington Football Club? And how that football team had a nickname that was in the dictionary as a racial slur. And when that domino fell, teams with Native American imagery followed suit and put out statements saying, we're going to reconsider, we're going to assess our own situation. Are we offensive? Are we derogatory? Are we incendiary? All of those things. Indians might change their name. The Cleveland Indians might be something else by the end of 2020. Who knows? Wouldn't surprise me. This has been a crazy year. But I've got this game on, and I'm looking at the Chicago Blackhawks. And I am not at all offended. I am not personally offended. I am not offended for someone else. When I watch this hockey game and I see the Blackhawks logo, the Blackhawks sweater, it is the profile of a Native American. If you look at that logo, it is no different. It is very similar to the Washington football team's logo, or what it used to be, what their logo was before, you know, 2 weeks ago. And so that, to me, is something that I wonder about. It proves to me that it wasn't so much about the Washington logo as it was the team name itself. Because I don't hear any outcry. My social media timeline, my Twitter timeline, isn't full of people in sports who are watching this hockey game right now and are like scratching their head, asking or wondering why the Blackhawks logo still is what it is. They are the only team in professional sports left, to the best of my knowledge, that has a Native American face on its uniform. The Braves don't. The Chiefs don't. The Indians don't anymore. The Washington team doesn't anymore. They're all that's left of the four major sports. And I know that hockey is clearly, in the United States, the fourth sport. And maybe that helps keep the attention or the heat off the Blackhawks. But I don't get any sense, or I don't have any, I haven't seen at all any kind of controversy or push. It doesn't seem like it's on anybody's radar or anybody's agenda. We've been talking about Antonio Brown and where he fits in now that he's got an 8-game suspension. What's going to happen to him this fall? I think a team should sign him right now. As long as the price isn't prohibitive. Like, if he wants $10 million, tell him to pound salt. But if he'll take 7 or 8, I think he's worth it. You prorate that over half a season, that's $4 million, $5 million for him to come in week 9 for a second half push and for the playoffs. Emmanuel Sanders did that, his former teammate with the Steelers. Emmanuel Sanders did that with the 49ers last year, and I don't think he's half the wide receiver Antonio Brown is, and he helped San Francisco get to a Super Bowl. There's no guarantee that AB is going to keep his head glued on straight, but I think it's worth a shot. I mean, there are no teams outside of Kansas City who I think are near perfect. There are a ton of incomplete rosters. Very few teams have wide receiver corps stacked like Tampa that would make Antonio Brown a non-starter. In a league where passing the ball is everything and scoring points now is more and more the determinative factor in who wins and who loses. It's not 1978. We're not in the era of 13-10 games anymore. So I'd take a shot on him at 855-212-4227. Dimitri's in Phoenix on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dimitri. Dimitri. Not there. Here is Jabril in Atlanta on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jabril.
Hey, good afternoon.
You too.
Hey, just giving my take about AB.
Sure.
I'm just all about the second chances, man. Like, I come from Atlanta, Georgia, you know, an Atlanta, Georgia product, a Westlake High School product, Cam Newton. You know, he steals a laptop at Florida. That's not good. You know, he gets kicked out. He goes to Blinn Junior College. But if Auburn doesn't give him a second chance, that's a once-in-a-generational talent and personality that the NFL doesn't get to see. Another Westlake High School product, Adam Pac-Man Jones. You know, he gets involved in a situation where someone in his entourage, you know, fires
him
out in the club.
Yep.
He gets suspended for a year. Yeah, you know, the punishment is you're a professional athlete. You should monitor the company who you keep. He was suspended a year. He came back. I don't know how many Cincinnati Bengal fans are listening, but if there are any, I know y'all was definitely grateful of Pac-Man Jones' services after his suspension. And also, you know, my last point is Riley Cooper, about 7 years ago, is videoed.
No doubt.
Saying a racial slur.
Yep, and they didn't cut him in Philadelphia.
And,
I know.
You know. Not only did they didn't cut him, he wasn't suspended one game.
No, I know.
Let's keep that in mind.
I know what you're saying. I think this is about – it's not – see, we're having two separate conversations. The conversation about his Antonio Brown in a criminal sense or in a behavioral sense away from the field, has he lost the right to play football? I don't think anybody is saying that. I don't think anybody is lumping Antonio Brown in with other guys who have committed, you know, criminal activity, have been a threat to others, have societally been a danger to others. I don't think people are saying what this guy has done off the field, he has forfeited the right to make a living playing football. It's I think it's much more about the distraction quotient. It's more about Antonio Brown having a Terrell Owens effect on a team where he can, as Owens did with Philly and with Dallas, he can lift a team up. He got the Eagles to a Super Bowl. He helped Dallas go 13-3 one year. But these types of wide receivers wear out their welcomes. They're not built to last. There's a reason why Randy Moss played for a bunch of teams. There's a reason why Terrell Owens played for a bunch of teams. And so that's the give and take. And I think in his early 30s, there's still plenty of good football left in Antonio Brown. But there's an expiration date on him. And you don't always know how he's going to, the interplay, the dynamic between coach and player, quarterback and player, locker room and player. But in my opinion, I've watched the guy play. I watched every one of his games for 10 years. When he isn't squabbling and fighting and complaining about his role in an offense or showing up late for something or off in his own little world in his la-la land, when he wants to play, he is as good as any wide receiver I've ever seen, Jerry Rice included. And there's a reason why, when he's been available to work out this offseason, all these quarterbacks, these incredible quarterbacks have lined up to work with him and are now, from that experience, going to their teams and saying, we need to sign this guy. I don't think about it as this is, you know, the NFL is a league of second and third chances. It's more about Antonio Brown's personality than it is anything else. I don't think that Antonio Brown's behavior off the field is what is causing general managers and team owners to have second and third thoughts about him. It's, is he going to walk in here and is he going to be a lit stick of dynamite? And is he going to blow up the culture that we've worked so hard in certain teams' cases to build? 855-212-4227. Coming up next hour, I want to get into something that is everywhere now, is the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball all return to play. The way that pregame ceremonies are now ubiquitous and widespread, and individual players and teams and leagues are making decisions on how to start games and how to react to and treat real world events that are going on right now. And we've seen some interesting responses both from NBA players, but also NFL players that are thinking about how they're going to handle things a month from now. I'm so happy you're here. I'm thrilled you're listening. Your support is the best. Stay there. Andrew Filippone, The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.